You're listening to Catholic Chicago on WNDZ 750 AM. During the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago brings you programs about the people, events, and issues that touch our lives. Welcome to Catholic Chicago.
Wake up, everybody. Today is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and let us be glad in it. Make it a good day. Make it a prosperous day, and may you be blessed. Thank you for joining us on this new station, WNDZ 750 AM. If you found us, you have found Catholic Chicago, and we're here. And God bless you all on this new year. Today's guest is going to be Pastor David Jones, and hopefully he's joined us on the line here outside of the studios, because Father David Jones works so hard, people, and I don't know how he does it. Yes, sir, you work so hard. I know your eyes are bloodshot. And
we're doing well, thank you.
Good. It sounds like you're there. Good, Father. Good to talk with you. How's everything going?
Things are going very well. We're just still coming out of the Christmas season, still excited about all the good things that happened and the good news that we get to share and be a part of, and looking forward to all the blessings that are coming with the new years and getting ready for the celebrations of Black History. So this is a good time.
Yeah, a lot going on. And with this flu bug going out there, you got to be careful, too. So make sure that you're keeping your hands washed and not hugging and kissing as many people as they typically want to.
Tis the season.
Tis the season is correct. So tell us a little bit about, Father Jones, about 2017 with the BCI. I know that there was a lot of activity, but looking back, what did we accomplish with the Black Catholic Initiative?
2017 really was an excellent continuation of what just began a few years ago. So it really, the way I would characterize it is to say it was the year in which we were able to solidify the platforms of the BCI. So we now have a very clear sense of what we mean and what we're able to do, and we can see a pathway forward as we talk about those four areas of foci: the vocations, Catholic education, social action, and liturgy. So we're last year was just nothing was new. Everything had been tried and tweaked, and it came to fruition more in a way that we can see the growth.
So now we have a better vision going forward, and that is excellent. And it sounds as though we are expanding our network as well. I understand something's going on over at the University of Chicago.
Yes, those are there are lots of little organic moments of movement that came out of 2017. And what's exciting about that is that we didn't plan that. That was very much the movement of the Spirit, and it means that our communication was improved, and so people were able to understand what the Black Catholic Initiative is trying to accomplish and to see themselves in it. And you're absolutely correct. One most exciting moment was when we were contacted by Catholic students at the University of Chicago who were not residents of Chicago. They're here for their study, and they wanted to somehow be connected to their church. They had the obvious means to plug into a parish, but they wanted to do something a little bit different because they wanted to bring their church to their campus, and the BCI provided a vehicle for which they could do that. And they're getting plugged in, and so they're not only doing their own thing on their campus, They've been seen at the Tolton events, and they've been seen at the march, and they've been seen at a variety of other things. So it's really been a blessing.
That is awesome. So yes. I'm assuming that they're aware, too, of our new radio station so that they can listen in before, after class, in between class. I guess if, you know, they're up this early, starting.
I think your timing might improve, expand your audience. I think 8 a.m., you might be able to touch base with people who could not tune in at 9 a.m. But, of course, there are lots of people as well who pick up the broadcast online afterwards and read it as they're able to. But, yeah, 8 a.m. may work better for students as well and teachers and folks who are on their way to the classroom.
Yeah, I'm really excited, Father Jones, because we have, of course, a larger reach now. We've gone from 1,000 watts to 15,000 watts. So people can hear us all the way in China. Can you believe that? No.
it's a small world after all.
Yeah, well, let us you know, move on to something that is realistic. So you're going to also have, I guess this coming Thursday, the annual commemoration of the Civil Rights Movement.
Yes, and the annual commemoration of the Civil Rights Movement is an important event for the VCI because it looks at the movement. It's celebrated, and we've staged it around the annual holiday honoring Dr. King. But we wanted to make the point that there were really vast numbers of people involved in the movement, which, of course, you need for a movement. So leadership is great, and the spokesperson and the face is necessary. But we find that there are, right in our parishes, incredible stories of people who were passionate and active and faithful to say, we have to protect the human dignity of people. And that's what civil rights is about. It's about human dignity, which is what the church is about. So this is an exciting platform for the VCI to look back in history. We're always trying to do two things. One is honor the past, and the other is build the future. And you have to do those together, and you have to do them in order. So this allows us to look back and to also look forward. And the what's new this year, on Thursday, we will present three awards, actually. One, again, looks back. It looks to the formation of the National Black Catholic Clergy Caucus, which Father George Clemens, a Chicago priest, was one of the founders. And so we can look back at that history and say 50 years ago, people came together to do this work, and we came together as a church to do this work, led by our own Black Catholic priest. But we're also going to present an award to a young woman who is a member of St. Albie's Parish, Keonda Boyd, to say this is extremely important for the BCI. We always have to have the presence of the youth. We always have to be passing on the baton. We always have to be preparing for the future, because this is really a ministry that looks at the future of Catholicism in our community.
And I think that is an awesome vision that you have for the BCI, and it's excellent that Keonda is going to be celebrated on this Thursday as well, because she's doing great work there at St. Albie. So what
she really is, but she's also symbolic of the people in her generation, because we really do have them in all of our parishes, and they're doing things sometimes in their campus, like the students at U of C, and sometimes they're doing things that we're not even aware of. And we've got to pull that out more. So, yes, Keonda is an excellent example of the many young, next-generation African-American Catholics who are going to build this church in ways that we have been dreaming of.
Amen. And that includes some of our young priests, Father Mike and Father Matt.
Yeah, but that also means we got to get some more young priests. So that begins to bleed into the vocation platform that we've got to help people see that's something, the decision that we're making not to be on top of getting young men and young women to look at the vocation in the church. That's something that we're going to pay for two and three generations away. So that's another challenge for us.
Amen. And at that point, let's take a break, Father Jones, and we'll join you in just another couple minutes.
Receiving a present this Christmas season in the form of tax credit scholarships. Hi, I'm Dr. Jim Rigg, Superintendent of Catholic Schools for the Archdiocese of Chicago. The exciting news is that individuals and corporations that donate to tax credit scholarships will receive a 75% state tax credit while providing scholarship aid for students in need. Individual and corporate donors can reserve tax credits beginning January 2nd, but you need to take steps right now. Go to archchicago.org/TCS to guide you through the process. That site also shows you how to apply to receive scholarship money. You can also call 312-534-2617. Keep in mind, individuals can designate their donations to Archdiocese of Chicago Catholic Schools. The website, once again, archchicago.org/TCS or call 312-534-2617. Thank you for helping families in our Catholic schools.
As we celebrate our 100th anniversary, I want to offer a special thank you to the Good Samaritans who support Catholic Charities. I'm Monsignor Mike Boland. We feed, clothe, shelter, and give job counseling to nearly 1 million people each year. Homeless veterans, the elderly, youth, pregnant women, and now grieving survivors of children shot and killed in the streets of Chicago all count on Catholic Charities. See how you can help at CatholicCharities.net. You may be of another faith or no faith, but you have faith in us. Thank you.
The weather is warming up this week, but it's supposed to be cold again next week. So if you're tired of this weather, maybe you're due for a 7-night Eastern Caribbean cruise. It's going to be scheduled for August the 18th through the 25th. Registration of $100 gets you in, and I understand that actually they were looking to get that $100 by the 15th of last month, but you know how it is. These things stroll on for a little while, and you might even get a better deal. So with that said, you might want to call 312-534-8376 and see if you can get yourself on this 7-night Caribbean cruise, and it's for Father Augustus Toten for the canonization effort there. So if you go and you need an extra person to go with you, call me. I'm here. I'll be willing to help sponsor. Thank you. Father Jones.
Yes, sir.
We were talking about Keonda Boyd and the youth movement that we're anticipating to make, and I guess we've been making, and we're just, as you said, we need to make some more inroads in expanding our reach with the youth. So are we doing anything specific in terms of goals for the youth this year, and do we have any activities planned specifically for them?
Not in terms of goals, but everything about the Black Catholic Initiative depends on someone or some group of ones coming together and saying, here's what we would like to do. So it would require someone to say, we want to specifically focus on youth and do this in the name of Jesus. So we can fit it into, we can apply our faith to it and say, this is what we're doing, this from a banner of evangelization, specifically engaging younger people. So that that does not exist right now, but there have been very promising and exciting conversations with the Knights and Ladies of Peter Claver, with their junior daughters and junior ladies. We were able to, in 2017, help them with some of their activities and also talk with them about some things that we may engage them in. So joint partnership between BCI and KPC going forward, again, that would focus on the group that has already existed of younger Black Catholics.
And that makes sense. And I know that Keonda Boyd, if you're listening, and your mom, Cassandra, you have an event scheduled January the 21st at St. Albie. It's a fundraiser. And it's from 2 to 4, if I'm not mistaken. And we're going to take a look back and bring back some groups like the Jackson 5, the Supremes, and, of course, Tina Turner. We couldn't be without her. And this is all for just $20. This is something that the youth are doing at St. Albie. So I'm asking all our listeners to participate if you can. St. Albie's is located on 91st in Stony Island. Again, that's January the 21st. And it's going to be from 2 to 4. And they're going to have some food, too. And that begins at 1 o'clock. So congratulations once again to Miss Kianda Boyd. And we look forward to seeing you on the 21st. Now, Father, you have another event coming up even before that. I believe it's this Sunday, A Call to Heal Our Land.
Afterwards, the commemoration for civil rights is on the 11th. That's Thursday evening at 5 p.m. down at the Archbishop Quigley Center in the St. James Chapel. And then on Sunday, the 14th, we've invited parishes across the country. Right now, we have a response from 8 dioceses. Off the top of my head, I know New York is there. I know that Washington, D.C. is there. Atlanta, the Archdiocese of New Orleans. So this is an effort that began last year, 2017, where we take the themes of the new year, the themes of the political climate with inaugurations and being celebrated in January, the themes of civil rights that, again, bring us to Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday being a national holiday, and the themes of Black history, because we're getting ready for February, the month of Black history celebrations. And that it kind of kicks off that year with saying we always need to be focused on our unity. So as we are highlighting, celebrating, acknowledging, and challenging the contributions of African-Americans and the struggles of African-Americans, we want to do that in a way that ties us into the whole country. So we've invited all people, Catholics, Protestants, any religious organization will join us in the singing of Heal Our Land. There are many variations of Heal Our Land, but we're really focusing on that theme that we need divine intervention to pull together all that separates us. We cannot do that on our own. That's a part of our faith. That's why we have the church, so that it can promote the unity of human people. So we're excited about we expanded that. It was an archdiocesan event last year. This year, it's a national event. We were able to secure cooperation from a variety of parishes and people across the country, and it's going to be exciting, and it's also going to grow. So it's one of those things that we look forward to seeing. Where is God going to take us with this simple gesture of bringing people together to sing a song that actually becomes a prayer. And it's as I said, the lyrics speak for themselves, and we promoted the version that is by Oscar Williams, who's the artistic director for the Potter's House in Dallas. So they're going to be singing this song as well. And we look at how we will be able to support the arts every year. We can choose a new composer to introduce the people and to bring that message to new life. So this is very exciting.
So let me ask you, how do we organize something like that? It does sound very exciting, but are we doing this in unison over Skype or something, or is everyone sort of on their own at the same time?
Well, that's the beauty of it. It's just like we are on Sundays at church. You know, the whole world is praying. We often talk about how great it is to be Catholic, and you can go to Mass anywhere in the world. So we're not limited. We're not limited. We don't have to be in the same physical space because we're in the same spiritual space. And we're not trying to make this complicated. We're trying to keep it simple, because that's what the ideal of Jesus is. It's simple. Let's find our unity. Let's thank God for it, and let's always honor it, and let's protect it. It doesn't take a whole lot of technology or money or people to do that. So, no, if it grows and we suddenly want to simulcast things, that's fine. But right now, we're just knowing that as we are on our knees singing and praying in Chicago, there are going to be people doing and praying for the exact same thing on their knees in Washington, D.C., or in wherever they are.
Well, that's excellent. And I'm looking forward to joining you not only this Thursday, but also on Sunday for that exciting event. Father, we're going to take another break, and okay, We'll join you in just a minute again.
The word made clear is exactly what its name implies. It's an easy-to-understand explanation of the Word of God, the Gospel. Hello, I'm Father James McElhone, Director of Biblical Formation for the Archdiocese of Chicago. I'd like to invite you to take our free online Bible study program by going to thewordmadeclear.org. Our website offers an audio-based guide to the Gospels of Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John. Listen to my lectures and follow along with the handouts provided. There are even discussion guides. You can also explore the biblical roots of the Mass. And there are links to a wide variety of biblical sources that will benefit both teachers and students of the Sacred Scriptures. Just go to wordmadeclear.org to experience our free online Bible study program. Again, it's free at wordmadeclear.org. It's the Word of God. Enjoy.
Coming up next on Catholic Chicago, our new station, WNDZ, 750 AM. We're going to listen to Father, or I should say Monsignor Mike Boland. He's going to tell us about the Catholic Charities outreach to the homeless in these cold winter months. And tomorrow, our friends from the Office of Human Dignity and Solidarity talk about this coming Sunday's March for Life in Downtown Chicago. So stay tuned. So, Father Jones,
yes.
You know, again, you know, when I opened up the show, I talked about you with bloodshot eyes and so forth, because I know you work so hard, you hardly get any sleep, it seems to me, because you can't doing all the things that you do. So when do you find time to relax and renew your own spirit?
You know, I'm actually very good about taking my day off, so I feel fine. I appreciate any concern and have good conversations with my doctor. And but yeah, I managed to organize things in a way that is not overwhelming. And you know, this is what 28 years of ordination. And I think for most of those years, except for the first two, maybe I've always had multiple assignments at the same time.
Okay.
So actually, I have fewer assignments at this moment, even though I think I have three assignments right now. But that's nothing compared to the heyday when I had eight assignments simultaneously running. So we're okay. We get our rest, and we certainly take time to take care of ourselves.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. And at this time, I want to say Happy Founders Day as well.
Thank you. Go Mob. A few people may understand all of that.
A few people may understand that. But for those who do not, Father Jones and I are in the same fraternity, not from the same school, but we pledge the same fraternity, Phi Beta Sigma, and it's our Founders Day celebration. So I want to just congratulate you on that once again. And to all our brothers and sisters who celebrate with us today with our mission and motto, Culture for Service and Service for Humanity. And there's no better example than Father David Jones, who is living out that motto. So thank you again, Father.
You're welcome. I'm glad that that experience helps me with what I'm doing now.
Amen. So you're also a highly sought-after speaker, homilist, and retreat master, and I believe you have some things coming up soon here. So how did you?
I do. I know that I have a revival that I'm preaching at Holy Name of Mary in the first week of February, and other than that, I have some meetings, and the meetings are connecting with some of our partners across the country. Again, with the Black and Indian Mission Office and with the Knights of Peter Claver, Executive Director, and some dioceses, too, that where there are groups of priests that I've asked if I could join their priest meeting just to talk about some of what we're trying to do in Chicago to get their ideas about it and hopefully to get some beyond inspiration from them, to get some cooperation. So that, because, again, the Black Catholic Initiative is not, it's not about how we are as parishes or dioceses. It's about how we are as church. So we have the privilege of always looking at that global perspective that is unique to us as Catholics, and saying how do we make sure that the African American community in our local church as well as our country are always looking at, yeah, we're not just a small group of people who gather on Sundays in one place. We really are a worldwide band of followers.
Yeah, and we have to keep that focus that we are worldwide. And as you said, we can go anywhere in the world and have church and have it the same way that we have it here at home.
That's why the purpose of the Black Catholic Initiative is to help us understand that. We know ourselves in our parish, and we know that we worship with about 200 people on Sunday at a mass. But we need to realize that in Chicago, we're about 66,000 as African-American Catholics. And we need to realize that we're a part of 2.2 million Catholics in the Archdiocese of Chicago. So we need that greater, grander perspective to really see that we can, through our faith, we really can make a difference and make a change, not simply for ourselves, but for all of those people who God intends to love.
You know, I think it's exciting times for the church because we are renewing the church all over. And it's an opportunity for those who've sort of been dormant or sitting in the pews to get more involved. It's
Absolutely.
An opportunity to be empowered.
Yeah.
So,
to know how powerful they are.
Yes.
It's a tremendous gift that we've been given, and we should respond to God for this gift.
And reflect the faith that we say we have, right?
Absolutely.
So backing up a little bit, this revival that you're having, it's the first week in February. It's going to start off Sunday, February 4th, correct, at the 10 o'clock
mass? 10 a.m. mass at Holy Name of Mary.
Okay, and then Monday, of course, at 7, and Tuesday at 7 again?
That's correct.
Okay, all right. And then you have an event with the Knights of Peter Claver. Did I hear that correctly?
I believe it's the ladies. It's a prayer breakfast that's coming up in February as well. I don't have my calendar in front of me. But
okay.
It's a prayer breakfast, and there are several parishes that are coming together to sponsor that prayer breakfast. I know that it is organized by the women.
Yeah, I think that's Court 181, if I'm not mistaken.
I believe you're correct.
Okay, so that would be St. Felicitas, St. Albie, and St. Joachim. Correct. And so, okay, look forward to that coming up. And if you don't know exactly the day or time, you can check with your local church and make sure that you don't miss Father Jones, who always is an excellent revivalist, homilist. Whatever it is you need him to do, he can do it for you. So, Father, how can, you know, we always ask this question, how can people get involved? And, you know, there's people obviously listening saying, oh, this sounds so wonderful. But how can they get out of their rocking chairs and do something about it?
Communication is the primary vehicle for involvement. You can let us know who you are and what you're doing and what you would like to do. That's when we begin to make the connection and say, hey, we know other people who would join you in that work, and we can organize it again beyond what we can do as individuals, so that we're always building that collective unity that we talk about and celebrate. We can be reached at bci@archchicago.org or 312-577-0475, and we take it from there. So it really is involvement. The first step really is communication. Get that newsletter so you can know what's coming up, and also so you can tell us what's happening in your parish or your ministry, and then we start to connect the dots.
Father Jones, we have enjoyed our sharing this half hour, and we appreciate you joining us and sharing what the BCI is all about and how bright our future looks. So we're going to pray for you and pray for your health and the initiative, effort, and all that you do in your godly work, Father. Thanks for coming on, and God bless you for the remainder of today and always.
Thank you. We're very happy and pleased and proud of the BCI Radio. So keep up the good work.
Amen.
Thank you to all the listeners.
Ever think of donating your car? You can donate a car that you no longer need to Catholic Charities.